I want to pursue with you some of the practical implications of the long-term follow-up of these women in terms of what can be done to detect problems earlier, prevent problems, et cetera. But maybe before we get to that, I could ask you to do sort of a CHF 101 review for oncologists and maybe bring us up to date on some of the new strategies that are out there for heart failure and what's going on with transplant in the last few years.
Heart failure is a field that has made huge strides over the last 10 to 20 years. It used to be a condition for which there was really no form of therapy that prolonged life. One could treat it with diuretics and digitalis and make the people feel better for a while, relieve the congestion symptoms. But over the last 20 years, there have been some very large and very well-done studies that have repeatedly demonstrated the life-extending properties of the drugs in the categories beta blockers and ACE inhibitors. More recently, we've added the beneficial effects of an old drug called spironolactone, beneficial effects of the combination of isosorbide and hydralazine, device therapy, such as one that's called cardiac resynchronization therapy, which is basically biventricular pacing. The combination of all of these things can really markedly extend life in patients. They don't cure, quote-unquote, heart failure, but they certainly extend lives in lots of patients. Transplantation is still out there and thriving as the form of therapy when all else fails in appropriate patients. And actually, the latest thing on the radar screen is the potential use of mechanical circulatory assistance in patients who are either not transplant eligible or potentially in the future in patients who are transplant eligible. Right now, the field is entirely limited by the supply of donors, and many people who would otherwise be good candidates die before a donor becomes available. If we had good mechanical support, we might obviate those deaths.